We kept three kegs going all the time. One we were using, and one that was writing it, and one he was making.
We kept it up in the attic where it would get hot. I went up there to get one of the kegs one day and found out what anything had it but water. The nigger cook had been going up there siphoning a quart of whiskey
John
out.
John Boy.
And then filled it full of water.
John Boy did. Dave did.
Is that so?
And so he put a lock and key.
I had to put a hasp with a bung and put a padlock on him to keep him from stealing.
See what he'd do, he'd go in there and get him a drink, and he'd put that much water in the keg.
Uh-huh. Finally got down, all that was left was water.
Just water, huh?
Yeah. Well, what did they call the stuff when during Prohibition, what did they call it, when folks are making it illegal?
White lightning?
And you ever hear the word, what about the place where you might buy it, Would there be kind of maybe a hollow stump out in the woods somewhere, and you might leave a $10 bill, and they bring you a jug?
No, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, you know what?
We used to go over here in Quitman County.
Thank you.
We'd go over at Quitman County. We knew where the house was.
Yeah.
And we'd pull up on the side of this shotgun house, which is just a regular nigger cabin. We'd pull up right by the side of it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be long before somebody would come out and bring us what we wanted, put it in the car, and we'd drive off. They'd just be sure there wasn't any officer or anybody around, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we usually go get it at nighttime.
When would you get it?
That was over in Quitman County.
Yeah.
Oh, around
Mark. Just this side of Mark's.
And you say you might get it at when? Did you ever get it? Did you get it during the day, or did you get it?
No, we get it at night.
At night.
There
was another couple, and we four would go over there together.
Oh boy! Now, do you know what the blind tiger was? You ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What was the blind?
They used to call them blind tigers. That's where you could buy whiskey by the drink. Most of them were. They'd be run by. But they'd pay off to the office, to the sheriff's office and somebody like that, you know, to let them stay operating.
Yeah.
And he'd go out there and fine them or arrest them once in a while, and fine them a small fine, and they'd go back to operating again.
I'll be.
But, like it is now, they make you pay for it. Now, if you ever go to St. Louis, you can go into right there on the main, one of the main streets. I've forgotten the name of the streets now. It's one of the main streets in St. Louis, so right
and
off the bridge.
I forgot the name of the chain store.
It's if you hadn't mentioned it, I could tell.
Was it Walgreens?
No. What's the name of that darn store?
You know it.
But it covers a city block. And you walk in the door of the whole one side of the store from one end of the block to the other. There's nothing but a counter with bartenders behind it, and they're putting out whiskey like nobody's business. You can buy whiskey up there that you'd pay. Well, take wild turkey. You can buy wild turkey up there for less than $5 a quart, a fifth.
Good then. I don't guess you could now.
And you pay the other $10, you pay $9.50 for it down here.
I thought it was going up to $10.
Oh, what is that? Is that cans? Not cans, something like that.
Cats.
Cats drugstore.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Cats drugstore.